St. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." St. Paul here is describing the walk of a Christian in one of the churches that he founded in Ephesus. A Christian walks with humility. It's a humble walk, a gentle walk, a patient walk. Walk in this way, St. Paul says, with all humility and gentleness and with patience. It's Christians in his church that are none of these things that are a thorn in his flesh. Christians who aren't humble, but arrogant, or boastful. Christians who boast in the works of their flesh, look at everything that I've done, or everything that I will do. It's prideful Christians in the church that keep the church from being who St. Paul calls them to be. They're a problem. But even worse than them, for Paul, are Christians who are not gentle or forceful. Christians who don't seem to walk according to the way of Christ, but more walk according to what they want. They stomp where they need to stomp to get what they want. They threaten when they need to threaten to get what they want. They're the ones in the church that are keeping the church from being who St. Paul calls them to be, and they can be a real stain on who Christians really are. These prideful Christians, forceful Christians, are usually the ones on the news. They're a problem. And even worse than these are the Christians who are not patient, overly eager, quick-footed. They see patience about as useful as a towing hitch on a Prius. What's the point? We're just wasting everyone's time here, sitting around doing nothing, and they sprint forward, trusting their gut, when the rest of the body is seeking time to be patient. St. Paul urges his fellow believers to be humble, to be gentle, to be patient. Walk in this way, St. Paul says. Because Christians who are prideful, who are forceful, who are overly eager, threaten to disrupt the unity that the body of Christ has. Now, I've been here for a little bit over 3 years. I've gotten to know you pretty well. You've gotten to know me. Honeymoon stage, far past us. And I'm mindful of the Lord and his word that when I look out over the saints at Trinity Lutheran Church, I see a bunch of Christians who can at times be prideful, who at times can be forceful, who at times can be impatient. And when you look at me, you see a pastor who at times can be prideful, who at times can be forceful, who struggles with patience. That's a problem. See, the problem isn't out there. The problem is us. So what do we do? What do we do when someone in the body becomes prideful? What do we do when our pastor shows impatience? What do we do when a committee or that group or this group of people become too forceful? What do we do when someone lets us down or says a hurtful word or forgets that important event? St. Paul says, we bear with one another in love. That's St. Paul's encouragement. See, St. Paul knows that the church is going to struggle. It's for this very reason that he writes, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, bearing with one another in love. He understands the problem. You and me, we can all be a real pain to one another in the church and in our own families at home. You gotta learn to bear with one another in love. You're the body of Jesus. You're a family. You've been bought by the precious blood of the Savior and brought into the fellowship of believers. And for Paul, that meant the differences of both Jews and Gentiles. You got to learn to bear with one another in love. For male and female, you're one. Learn to bear with one another in love. For slave and free, you're one. You bear with one another in love. For us, that means Clintonian your whole life versus new to town. You're one. You bear with one another in love. For those who are dyed-in-the-wool Lutheran and those new to the faith, you're one. You bear with one another in love. Both white collar and blue collar, we have our differences, but we have one thing in common. We're all sinners, you and me. And you'll see pride in one another. You'll see forcefulness in one another. You'll see impatience in one another. And if you haven't seen it in me yet, then you just haven't spent enough time around me. We don't measure up to what Paul calls us to be. And if you find a church that does, join it. There's no perfect church. So what do we do, Paul? You bear with one another in love. You love one another as Christ loved you. You learn to put up with one another out of love. Paul writes elsewhere that you bear with one another's burdens. He doesn't say that here. He says you bear with one another. You and me, we're the burdens. We're sinful people that we are. We can be a real pain. So you learn to bear with one another through humility and gentleness and patience. See, Paul writes, you take all that ability to be overly eager and impatient, and you use it to maintain the unity of the body rather than disrupt it. You want to be eager, he says? Be eager for this. Be overly eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Eager to stay united. Eager to love one another in your families. Eager to put up with whatever you got to put up with for the sake of the family. Eager to lay aside your desires for the sake of the family. That is the power of God within you. To lay aside the hurt and pain that others have caused you, to be quick to repent and even quicker to forgive one another out of love in our homes and in the church. Because in Jesus Christ, you and I, we've been made one, you see. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all. It's the walk of Jesus that is set before your eyes, written down, recorded to you in the Scriptures. The crucified and risen Lord, he walked among us. Jesus, he spent time with us. Jesus created us. Jesus formed us into being. Jesus knows you intimately, inside and out. And he sees how sinful of a people we can be, how horribly wicked we are. He sees your pride, and he sees your impatience. He sees your selfish and sinful desires, your actions and thoughts. He knows all of these things about you. And yet, he gave up his life for you on that cross out of love. He is the one who truly bears with you and with me, with us, Jesus. He puts up to us with no end. His patience for us is limitless. He's kind and gentle. He is the humbled one who, for your sake, took on all your sin and died on that cross so that you and I would be built up in his love. Forgiven, set free. He's with you no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how severe the sin is, no matter how many times it's gone over again and again and again. He is with you. He has built you up in love, and he will never leave you or forsake you. And it's through baptism that he's declared you mine and brought you into the fellowship of believers. We are his body, torn and tattered mess that we are. But one thing we have in common, You and I are deeply loved by Jesus. That's what we have in common with one another. We're sinners, saved by the love of Christ. This is our common Christian faith, the one faith that we all hold, that we have been saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Jesus has set us free. It's been done. We're forgiven. And that's our one hope, our one faith that you and I, we've been baptized into one Lord who is our head, and you and I his body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love, St. Paul writes. Therefore, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility, with all gentleness, and with all patience, bearing with one another in love, and eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Amen.